You okay there, Rob?
My allergy has been killing me. All right, Rob. We are ready when you are.
Ready for spaghetti. All right, so, you know, the whole Public Works Administration, it's obviously 95% of it is personal services, which is salary with, I think I put a 2.5% raise in, I guess what everybody else did. I don't know if you guys are changing that or not, but that's in there. Other than that, everything else is basically flat. You know, the numbers, I run a 7-year trend, and, you know, the, sorry, you know, the 7-year trend for equipment is about $450, $2,000 for materials and supplies, $1,600 for printing and advertising. IT services run about $950, telephone a little over $2,000. So staff development, a couple hundred dollars. I mean, it is what it is. These are all, you know, these are all real numbers. They match up with historical. There's not much of an increase over, they said it's $5,000 increase over last year, and that's basically raises and maybe a longevity increment or something like that. Sorry.
Anything so far from the
you want to go to buildings or?
Hold on, I'm just trying to compare it to the
KVM. Just a confirmation that we're going to be taking the proposed raises out and putting in contingency, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and other than that, it's basically flat. Okay.
Okay. Anything else on this page, gentlemen?
Nope.
Nothing for me.
Can I scroll up further? There you go. So, of the 0.1 account that's in buildings, a small portion of it is the part-time janitorial services for City Hall, which there's no raise for that. And again, I'll remind everybody for the record, there is absolutely $0 paid to DPW for winding the clock. So there's no money in there for any public employee to wind that clock. That's on the record again, 3 years in a row. The rest of it is, those are where we put the quartz cleaning fees. And that is 100% reimbursable by the New York State Office of Court Services. So it's kind of, you see it on the bottom, it's, they're up to, where are they at, courts?
I don't know. Sorry.
Like 66,000, yeah. And that's only because we've got all this extra court cleaning going on because of COVID. Usually it's lower than that, but it is what it is. If they, you know, whatever we charge them, whatever we're charged, they pay. So it has zero impact on the net. Going up to equipment, I mean, that's, you know, it's pretty modest. You know, it's, we average about 400 over the last 7 years, average about $450. So it is what it is. Materials and supplies is again 1500. My 7-year average is almost 2000. Printing and advertising. No, that's the, oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong category. No printing and advertising here. City Hall is, you know, this has, was, I mean, this has been up. We did a roof, some other subcapital stuff on it, but it's, it averages about $6,000 to $9,000 a year. So that's pretty modest. Foster's remediation, I don't know if we need that anymore. I decided it was a placeholder because we've been going back and forth with council and DEC keeps sending us more permits. I think it's maybe finally closed. I'm not really sure. City Hall Light, Heat, and Power. I don't know what you guys are doing to me, but you signed another agreement with another third-party electrical provider. I guess it's the Solar City or something like that last year. And they're supposed to pay a portion of our utility bills and then bill us, and we're supposed to see a 5% reduction. And what we've seen to date is our utility bills have been $8,000 more than if we just paid the regular bill to National Grid. So this is a recurring thing. It has some impact in the A fund. It has significant impact in the sewer fund. So by that time we meet next week, I'd like to have an answer from someone in City Hall as to what's going on with those guys, because, you know, I could be looking at $30,000 to $40,000 in utility costs for the plant operation.
Is this the same problem, Heather, that we had with fire yesterday? Same company?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And here's another thing that I learned yesterday is that apparently the credits keep going on the National Grid bills, but National Grid is not issuing us any payments against the credit. So we're just carrying credits forward and forward and forward and forward. But meanwhile, we have to come out of pocket to pay the 95% to Common Source or at Common Energy or whatever they are. So this has a potential to be a really big problem. Yeah.
Well, I remind those not present of a little story I call the Viridian Kiss. And, you know, our utility bills were pretty consistent until those bad boys showed up. And like the City Hall Light, Heat, and Power had an average of about $8,000 to $10,000 a year. And when they came along, it ended up being $18,000 that year. We ended up paying citywide over $100,000 more than we had the previous year. So the sooner we can get a hold of this bad boy, the better. I'm speaking from past experience. 1012 Warren Street. Whatever, you guys, I'm throwing a number out there. You guys can do whatever you want to with it. I mean, it's, I know where your heart is on it, but you should get your head into it, because it's not a good building for a daycare. It's two floors. It's not in good condition. They deserve better, quite honestly. They deserve a good home. That ain't it. Other than that, you can do whatever you want to with that thing. It is what it is. The average is about $10,000 to $12,000 in utilities, and also some. We go kind of heavy in the repairs there, because every time OCFS shows up for an inspection of the tenant, all of a sudden the landlord is incurring, you know, all of these extra costs.
I understand?
Huh?
Who is that?
What?
Oh. That
yes. Anyone who's on to please mute.
Sorry, I'm not on mute. That was my bad. Sorry, Rob.
I don't know who it was. So anyway, so that is what it is. You guys can talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
429 Warren.
We are applying for a grant that could do, you know, the bulk of the construction and stuff that needs to be done for that. But for the meantime, it's not going to be.
I mean, it could fix the roof, but it's not going to change the floor plan.
Right.
Yeah, it's not going to be usable for the foreseeable future. So we can bring that line down a lot.
Well, you could. I mean, I just threw $80,000 in there for maintenance repair. You can pull that right out.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it runs 10 to 12 because it runs about $12,000 a year to operate. If the daycare's on in there, then the repairs are going to be nominal too.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna take about a year.
So if nothing's going on there, Rob, what's the cost to just keep it?
And I would just say keep the utilities and scrap the other two.
Yeah, so let's bring it down that $80,000
and pull the three out in repairs. Just leave the 12 and whatever we need to do, we'll pull it out of there.
Okay.
Okay, do you want me to be doing this as we're talking about it, or do you want to finish the section of buildings and then go through and make the suggested changes?
Yeah, let's
propose
do that.
The latter.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got? 429, you guys tell me. I mean, well, if you're selling the building, then those two lines disappear.
Well, except that Craig suggested that all you need to do was winterize the building and put in a smoke detector or two.
Yeah.
Well,
what?
Look, man, I'm a Craig fan, really. But the heating system's got some issues. The piping, that boiler is like 100 years old. And, you know, I mean, we were in there replacing some sections of pipe last year. It's just dangerous to have. I mean, the house up here, the superintendent house,
mm-hmm.
It's dangerous to have an unoccupied building in the wintertime. That's
right.
All I can tell you.
What's the cost for heating that building?
What's it run at? It runs utilities. It runs about $5,000 to $6,000 a year, which that's its own account. It has a separate account for that. This warranty account is just doing repairs and things like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could drop that down if you want.
Yeah.
I just have $10,000 in there for, you know, doing heat distribution pipes. Because if you're going to keep it, you're going to have to do.
No.
You really should do some work, because if the distribution pipes go, then the whole building goes. The pipes freeze, the radiators burst, and you end up trying to get insurance 4 years later from the insurance company, like we just did at the Mount Ray house.
I believe the plan is not to keep that building. Am I correct, Tom?
Definitely not. I mean, definitely not to keep
so
it.
So let's drop that down and let's just make sure it's heated and insulated.
Okay.
What do you got next? Washing hose?
Yeah.
It is what it is, right?
Let me go back to 429. So utilities are in another line.
Right.
So we can drop that entire 11,000.
You can.
Yep.
You okay with that, Heather?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. Are we changing them as we go, or are we waiting till the end?
No, I just want to make sure you have it on your notes and that we're all in agreement. I don't want to kind of rush through this. And
gotcha. Okay.
Right, sorry about that, Rob. You can continue.
So when are you planning on selling that beast?
As soon as I get the title search done, unless it's already done. I don't know if we need.
All right, so you're talking about before January 1st.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, good. Otherwise, I'd say you should leave something in there just in case we need to, something goes wrong in January or February or whatever.
Yep.
Does that happen to us when we own the precious Third Street schoolhouse there? What's it called? Charles Williams?
Yeah.
Pipes burst there too, by the way. Washington Hose is just basically utilities. It seems a little low. Is that right? Washington Hose.
Well, yeah, in the past that. Oh, I think, yeah, it is. That's what it's been pretty much. It went up this past year because, I guess, for those air conditioners?
No, that was just, yeah, that was right. That's the this year's cost, correct? So, I'm looking, I got a 7-year average about $5,000. So, yeah. I think that's why I put that in there.
Okay.
So, that's a reasonable number. 701 utilities. I mean, I'm forecasting right now where's my bad boy tracker? My tracker crystal ball says I'm looking at being about 3,500 short in utilities, but I'm willing to concede that that's part of this billing issue that's going on with solar energy and National Grid. But if we're looking at at least $30,000,
okay.
You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with this ongoing saga with the ventilation systems as they continue to get worked on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we want to make sure there's money for that somewhere else, for those you know, we just keep going along with it. But, you know, I would say 30 to 35 is definitely reasonable. So, what's that?
No, I was asking the other board members if there was any thoughts.
Well, Heather, can we, I mean, just to, since it's a big issue, how do we, are you the one who has to talk to National Grid to figure this out?
I mean, I think probably the council attorney should review the contract since the council passed it. But I can certainly, I can take a look at it as well. And then I think we're going to have to go from there. I mean, it's not, I don't really know the answer to that. But I'm certainly willing to do some research into it.
And when was it passed exactly? Do you remember?
I believe it was November of 2019.
Thank you.
I will find it and send it to you, Tom.
Yeah,
okay.
Please. Yeah. Thank you.
I was writing myself a note. Hold on. Contract two. And I'll send it to you as well, Kamal.
Yeah, that's great. You can continue, Rob.
Building expense. You know, this. Half of the or of the 13,000 that you see, the bulk of that is court requests, which the courts pay for. So they see $10,000. If they request stuff, then we put it in there and we charge it to them. Some things are prorated, which is like a 60-40 split if it's an entire facility. But the bulk of the things that are requested, they pay 100% for. So of the 13,000 you're looking at, 10 grand is fully reimbursable. And that is a 15,000 square foot building, and trust me, there's lots of repairs going on regularly. Materials and supplies is, you know, materials and supplies. I mean, paint, things, you know, it's got all sorts of little special treatments. It gets, walls get beat up because the guys are walking around with, you know, those big tool belts, those Batman tool belts that beat everything up. It is what it is. Cost of doing business. Like fishing, or are we? What are we doing next?
Any other comments?
Nope. Not for me.
No. You want me to pull up KVS so we can make changes now for that section?
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Right, well, I'm gonna get some Kleenex. I'll be right back.
Great.
Okay. I have it in front of me. So. The first thing is, of course, taking out the 2.5, putting it into contingency from the 01.
Yeah.
Just give me a moment.
All right.
Okay, so if it's all right with you gentlemen, I will calculate the 2.5% on this and the other budget separately.
Yes.
Instead of trying to do it right now.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, do you really need to do any of this now? Why don't you just log it in and just send us a copy? As much as I love watching you type numbers, I'm going
to like to see it.
It's easier for us to do it this way. Okay, so
I need some background music then.
The first thing I believe was Foster's refrigeration. I think we can eliminate that for now.
Yep.
Sorry, we're having a bit of a software slowdown. Sorry, I'm going to shut it down and restart it. Apologies. Okay, let's try this again.
It worked.
It may not have worked.
No. Why is there zero there?
Only 10 more to go.
Well, Rob, you may be getting your wish. I may be just taking down notes because
it's we can do this later.
All right, let me just get a sheet of paper. Okay, so Foster's minus 3K.
Yeah.
Stop sharing that. I'm going to go back to Rob's original document.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
10, 12, you took out, what, 83, right? Roof yes. Replacement, unusual repairs?
Yes.
Yep.
Minus 83K for yep. 10 to 12, okay? 429 Warren Street, are we taking that entire amount out?
The non-utility amount, yes.
Yeah. I would say maybe take out 9,000 just in case the unexpected happens. There's something in there.
Okay. So leave 2,500?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So utilities, 2020, it was about 3,500. You're at 2,500 so far. So that probably can come down.
Well, this year's number is bogus because that Crown Energy isn't. They're 6 months behind, right, on their reconciliation.
Okay.
So, I'm just, my trend puts it, which is skewed slightly, what do you got, 10, 12 utilities, is that what we're on? Which one are we on, 429?
We were on 429.
Yes, 429.
So what do you want to do, 3,500?
That works for me.
Yes.
Yeah, it works for me as well.
Okay, so that's minus 1.5.
429 utilities. Hopefully we don't need any of it.
Hopefully. Okay. Washington hose. Yeah, 45. Basically 46 the last couple of years. 4,600.
Is that what we want to do? 46?
Sure.
Works for me. So that's going to be minus 400.
Yeah, 701, I don't have much of a reliable trend analysis because you guys remember they were underbilling us for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we got a bill for $85,000.
Yeah. So,
but I do have that in the average, which brings it to like, I guess I think it was 37,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the average is kind of junk because the numbers were so low those other years. So right now my trending shows me somewhere around 28. So
okay, so let's take it down to 28.
It's good for me.
Okay, works for me.
Like I said, maintenance repair is almost exclusively court stuff, which is reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, materials and supplies is, it is what it is.
Got it. It's flat anyway.
Yeah. All right. We can move on if there's nothing else anybody else has.
For electrician, you know, these are, we have ordered a bunch of street poles. We have to, a bunch of them are busted, some of the bases. So the lead times are just huge. So even though it doesn't show that we really spent much of anything, we have a $12,000 purchase order, a $7,000 purchase order out there to replace bases. So basically what you see in this account is already been, what's the term I'm looking for? Not appropriated, allocated, I don't know. I can't think of the word. But we do run we run usually about $11,000 a year. That's where we've been over the last 7 years. Looks like I usually ask for 11 and you guys usually drop it down to 9. That's been the story the last 3 years. And we spent $9,700 last year, $8,000 the year before, $85,000 the year before, $15,000 the year before that. So, flat, I believe, right?
Yeah. So let's keep it at 9. Yeah. Let's keep it at 9.
Yeah, I agree. Heather, are you in agreement?
Yes, 9 is good.
All right, let's keep moving.
I like the way you think.
Okay, sorry, hold on. I'm trying to navigate a couple different things all at the same time. Apologies. Okay. So we're on street maintenance, Rob. Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yeah.
You guys just tell me. So it looks like about a 30 grand increase. Obviously, there's raises that are in there that you guys are going to put in contingency. So that's going to bring it down about 10 or 15. And the only other thing of significance with the point one was the addition of a part-timer based on discussions I had with the mayor and the commissioner back in March about staffing and things on the wish list and so forth. So,
okay.
Any comment here?
Nope.
None for me as well. Heather, you have any comment here?
I think we probably want to revisit the two trucks.
Well, yeah, that's the next line.
Well, there's the next item.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I haven't even started my floor show yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely want to be.
I was a little surprised that you guys were being so generous.
No, you're way.
Well, I mean, the dump truck is, it's been a standard request.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably take another one. You know, the oldest one in service right now is 1991 or something like that. You know, 30 years is a pretty good run for a truck of this size. They do the hauling of the blacktop, the hauling of the stone, the excavations, removal. I mean, and especially when there's snow, they're all out on the street at one time. So it is what it is, you know. You got a brand new $1.5 million fire truck. I'm just looking for a little tiny dump truck and a couple other little ones. You know, the half ton trucks, you know, these are basically lighter duty trucks. We took out, and I think I presented to the council, we took 5 vehicles out of service this year. Most of them were in excess of 25 years old. Most of them had well over 100,000 miles. Send that sheet over to you again. So, I could set up Uber accounts, I guess, for the guys, and they can call it Uber over to the park. There's a little trunk space to put. I can see Charlie Wimp climbing in and out with that all over him and grass. Definitely won't be a 5-star customer, but the reality is that we have an old fleet, and we do what we can to keep things running, but at some point they just got to be replaced. So it is what it is. You know, this is where we've been the last 4 or 5 years essentially. I don't know if you want to talk materials and supplies. I mean, that is what it is. I've got a 5-year average of $146,000. I mean, that's fuel, stone, concrete. It's what we do. I mean, it's all the stuff. I mean, right now I've suspended a lot of the smaller patching jobs just because we're running short. I've already, you guys gave me 120 to start with. I already transferred 10 in there, and I'm still projecting about a $7,000 shortfall. It's just blacktop prices are up. Concrete is well over $100 a yard. I mean, everything's expensive. And, we try to be as productive as we can, doing it as much in-house as we can. But when the day is done, we still have to purchase materials. I mean, and we don't set global prices, much as I wish I could. The garage is the garage. You know, it's pretty straightforward. I don't think there's a whole lot of fluctuation there. You know, averages, 7-year average about 8,700. So, you know, 2019 it was 75. 2018 it was 20,000 because it had some serious roof repair and the walls had to be rebuilt. And, you know, equipment maintenance is, it is what it is. You know, we've got an old fleet and these vehicles are big, and something that's, it would be probably $500 on your vehicle, costs $5,000 on larger trucks and larger pieces of equipment. Tires themselves, you know, are a couple thousand dollars from some of the pieces of equipment. It's bigger, more robust, but to keep it going requires money.
Heather, do you know where we are today with equipment maintenance?
43.5.
So equipment maintenance and repair is 43.5. And at this stage of the game, it looks like about a break even to get us
64.
That's, you know, we never know what's going to happen either. You know, that's just running off of a, right now you have, what, 8 months worth of expenditure, so.
Nine
months, so still got a third of the, quarter of the year.
I think we can take that down to 65.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, obviously going to have to talk trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So off the bat, I mean, the international dump truck, I mean, there's no way we're going to pull that off this year.
Well, what is the plan to pull it off? That's what I'd like to come out of this budget meeting with, the plan. You guys are all running unopposed. Well, two of you are. So if we're going to pull it this year, I'd like to know what we're going to do next year. Or are we going to have aldermen with shovels out in the streets for us?
That would be nice.
Well, one thing we could consider is that at some point we're going to have to take out a bond to cover the fire truck and the water and sewer capital projects that we just issued a ban on. In theory, we could add some sort of truck to that borrowing. So that's one option.
Yeah.
I think I mean, that's better. Yes. Let's do that.
The half ton.
Well, the I'm sorry, but you're saying that again? With.
Go ahead, Heather.
I didn't hear what you said, Kamal, at the end there.
I said I would rather it be the half ton, but I'm open to what you guys think as well.
The half ton going into a borrowing or the half ton staying in the budget?
Yeah, going into a borrowing and removing the dump truck completely from this year.
Well, if you put it into the borrowing, then it's out of the budget. If you put you wouldn't want to put the borrowing for the white half ton dump truck because the life of it is really, you may be paying for it after the truck is gone. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a 20 year, is that what you're doing?
It doesn't work that way. Each individual thing that gets bonded has its own estimated useful life. And so it all gets averaged out. So I would have to find out what the period of probable usefulness is, which they technically call it. I'd have to find out what the PPE is for both the dump truck and for basically a big pickup truck.
I suggest we bond the dump truck because we're going to have to do it soon anyway.
Yeah, and we are not going to be doing it until next year at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
So it would not impact this year's budget. And then the question is, which we don't have to address today, of course, the question would be if it looks like we're going to extend the ban further because of DRI reimbursement timings.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, we might be able to add it to the ban, but I'd have to research that a little bit more.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, but in any case, we're taking both of these out for now in terms of the budget and then exploring bonding one or both of them.
Correct.
Correct.
Okay.
There's your plan, Rob.
Thank you. Anything else on this section?
Nope.
Nope. So I have.
Can I actually ask a question? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, we don't.
I'm not sure if the agenda allows for members of the public at a later time, but several residents of Union Street submitted a petition to have you consider installing street humps or in the very least street signs because of the tendency to speed on Union Street and the great number of children and elderly people who live on the street.
Yeah, I met with Rob probably an hour ago about that. He's going to be doing a presentation at the next
council meeting.
I'll be reaching out to you folks who put together the petition as well in the next week or so.
Okay.
So we are, looking to explore different fixes for that. Particular meeting for, that type of issue or anything we would need to like budget for during this process.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you. Well, we're eager to help. We're a neighborly block.
I live on that block, so I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. So just to recap, we're going to be taking the 2.5 increase out of personal services. And we eliminated both equipment requests and we reduced maintenance of equipment to 65.
Correct.
Those are the changes I have.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Rob, when you were talking about not winding the clock, did you mean the clock in the park or the clock in the church?
Oh, the clock in the church. The clock in the park, I've got a quote at $6,000. Somebody wants to fork it over to fix it.
Shouldn't the Rotary pay for it? It's their clock.
The Rotary, their stance is that they bought it and generously gave it to us. Mm. Yeah. What's the expression? Beware of Greeks bearing gifts.
Yes.
I fear the Greeks even when they bring gifts. So they used to know that in Greek, actually. I don't know. They all... chips is chips. Every one of those line items is 100% reimbursable from New York State. Obviously, our chips balance is really significantly higher than that. Right now, it is $914,000, which is the combined chips, extreme winter recovery, and Pave New York.
Wow.
We'll be doing a budget request based on to reflect those actual budgets once we get closer to the paying invoices for the paving contract. Right now, we're still doing some layout stuff. But it looks like about a $750,000 project. The good news is that this project actually, the reimbursement comes pretty quickly, unlike so many other wonderful funding sources. So, but anyway, for budget purposes, I just leave it flat because there's no sense in changing until it needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Can I clarify two things?
Sure.
Thing number one, so you have chips expenditures in 2021?
I will incur chips expenditures in 2021. I have not incurred any yet.
Okay, but you're planning on it, and then you also be planning for 2022?
No. I usually do every other year for these projects because...
That's what I thought. Yeah, so there's really no reason to put this in the budget at all then?
Well, I just do it because it just... That way it's always a zero net from one year to the next. Otherwise, it makes it look like artificially that your expense size decreases one year and then it goes up, and it makes it artificially look like you know what I'm saying? We always just keep the same revenue and the same expense in there, and we just have them offset.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about this before. I'm just not sure it adds a lot of value. I don't feel strongly about it one way or another, but I mean, it doesn't actually artificially do it because that's actually what you're doing. So it is much higher every other year. But like I said, I don't feel strongly about it. So if you do, it's fine by me.
However you want to do it.
Snow removal.
Snow removal. So what do we average on that bad boy? Da 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 da. You know, we've had years. 125,000 was 2019. 113,000 was 2018. You know, some years we haven't had any snow and it's been pretty low. This year,
2020 was only 75.
What's that?
2020 was only 74.7.
2020.
That's what it says here.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have 74.7 something. Yeah.
Yeah.
The year before was 125,000.
Yeah. 28.
Yeah. If we knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
This year
we got three more.
Yeah, we've had a pretty active year. We've already gone through 60,000, so we're through. Basically 60% of the budget. We still have November and December in this year. Is what it is. So,
How about we cut the difference? You want to raise it 20% from last year. How about we raise it only 10% from last year?
That's fine.
To 110.
Yeah, that works for me as well.
I'm fine with that as well. 142.
We'll just pull.
I'll be out there with a shovel, don't worry.
Hey. I want you guys to enjoy your cocoa when we're out there.
Rob, should I just do 10 grand from each?
You mean 5 grand from each?
Sure.
Yes, you do.
Heather?
Yes. Thought I could catch you.
Rob, I have a question.
Sure.
The previous budget, we had $70,000 for the bike path and sidewalk project, but it looks like $1,300 was only used.
Well, that sidewalk is what we call it, but it's really the TEP grant. So we technically still have TEP money, and there still technically is a local share to it. However, the bulk of the project that the TEP grant was going to address, the Greenway is already done for us. So, and this money we don't put in the budget, we just roll it over, we encumber it one year to the next. It's not something that this is money that was actually funded, I don't know, probably 5 years ago, and as the project moves forward. So, there still is call for some form of TEP in the DRI. So
yes, so it'll go.
It'll get rolled. It'll get encumbered next year.
So it's where the DRI path meets the
Dock Street path.
Right, exactly.
Because it's a little over 69,000. So
yeah, so yeah, it's not in my request for this year.
Yeah, no, I know. I was just wondering if there was a plan for.
That's what the arterial guys, they still have it in their budget. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of what the scope is going to be, and then we have to send the revised scope to DOT to get them figured out on it.
Gotcha.
Okay, but just to make sure I'm clear on this, arterial is working with not only the original DIRI budget, but also this 70 grand?
Correct.
Well, sort of. No, I think the grand is actually like 300 grand. This is just, the 70 grand is just our local share. So.
Oh, right. They have, right.
It's because this was supposed to pay for the bike path that the Empire State Trail constructed for us.
Right. No, I understand. I'm just trying to make, so this money that's currently sitting in the bike path and sidewalk project has been dedicated to the DRI project as well.
Has been dedicated to a TEP project through DOT that will be ancillary, vestigial to the DRI, will be associated, but we'll coordinate it, is what I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It's still a separate project.
Still a separate project.
It's not DRI money.
Okay. So it has not turned into a city contribution to the DRI for an extended project. It's still just a city project.
Right. It's a city contribution to a transportation enhancement program through DOT.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we
were. 12 years or something like that.
Yeah. Just wanted to make sure we didn't need to move it into the capital funds, but we do not.
No, not at this point. Where are we? Street lighting?
Yes.
Street lighting, it is what it is. It's, again, I cannot stress the importance of getting this NYPA thing going, because of this $195,000, $120,000 is lease payments to National Grid. And once that NYPA project is concluded, after 10 years, $120,000 worth of junk money, poof, vanishes forever. So in the meantime, this is what it is. It's it averages, 7-year average is like $195,000. 196 in 2019, 197 last year. You get it at a discount. And traffic lights, they average about 8,000 a year. What was it, 7,200? It was 8,000 one year. It was 7,900 in 2019, 7,200 in 2020.
So let's take it back to 8.
What's that?
Can we take it back to 8 then, since that seems to be
8,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me.
Me as well.
What's holding up the NYPA project anyway? I keep.
You guys.
Well, by you guys, you mean.
Well, somebody's got to make a decision. You got to enter into an agreement with those guys, and you got to.
Right.
I mean, we met with them almost 2 years ago.
Yeah,
so.
I remember.
One meeting away.
Okay.
You'd have to do the feasibility study?
Oh, right. Right.
We would have to, you have to appropriate money, but if you end up getting to the contract, it's like a deposit.
Right. But if we don't.
If you don't, then they get the money because it's a sizable investment of time and effort on their part.
Right. Okay.
So, Rob, do you want, should the two of us reach back out to NYPA and just get updated info from them and see if we can get this thing going?
Good thing.
Okay, do you want to take the lead on that, or do you want me to?
I'd be happy to take the lead on that.
That would be delightful. Thank you.
Okay.
Parks.
Okay.
So, why the big increase in parks personnel?
This is we added a part-timer here too for our summer seasonal stuff. And there's some raise in there, longevity, but that's basically.
Okay.
So you guys can think about that. Equipment, mowers, you know, is a standard thing. It's, you know, we just go through them quickly. Mm-hmm. And the quad with a dump, well, we're going to be in the business of all our equipment is not designed to go off-road. So we had the recent events with the deer that were drowning. But if we're going to have to access these wildlands and Oakdale and whatever else, we don't have anything that gets us out there. So that was something I put out there for discussion point. I don't expect it to be on there for more than 30 seconds. But, you know, like I said, you know, we're a street department. We're not really we're not the forestry service, you know, going with all this off-road stuff. We don't have anything that will fit or designed to go in those kind of off-road areas. So I'm assuming that's disappearing, right?
I'm fine with it disappearing.
Yeah, okay.
Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Materials and supplies for parks.
How are we? That's fine.
I've got 10,000 is the 7-year average. It was 15,000 last year. It was 9,000 in 2019, 11,000 in 2018.
Yeah, let's just keep it at 10.
Yeah.
Why was it so high in 2020?
What?
Why was it so high in 2020?
I don't really recall. I mean,
okay, I can look it up later. I was just curious.
I mean, it might have been topsoil for something or whatever. I mean, that's usually a lot of the materials and supplies are just a lot of times it's topsoil and seed and things of that nature. For who knows, if you pull it up, I figure out what it is.
Yeah, I'll look it up later. It's fine.
Our energy, this is the electricity at the comfort station. You know, down at the waterfront park, material supplies, it's all in that too, like the toilet paper and the things that there may be some ADA from down at the parks.
Oh, and you had to change the...
I had to build the pads for the picnic tables. Remembering?
Yep.
I didn't know, Heather, I don't know if she remembered or not.
I did not.
We had to purchase special ADA accessible picnic tables, and then we had to pour concrete pads at the parks for them to sit on.
Got it.
And so there was things like that. We had to purchase other, the baby changer stations in the bathrooms had to be switched out. There was other thing components that had to be switched out to become ADA compliant.
So are the bathrooms down there now ADA compliant?
I believe so. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, because you had to like lower the toilet rolls and things like that as well, I believe.
Right.
There was more clearance issues than anything else. A lot of times we were just moving stuff around and some things did have to be replaced. I mean, it was designed and built in 2004, so ADA was already. is that my 2-minute warning? So that's kind of a thing like that. All right.
Yep. It looks like power and energy could come down $500.
Agreed.
Me as well.
Okay. I don't know that one at 7th Street Park, so.
I recuse myself.
Anything else here?
Nope. I don't see a
whole lot. No. All right. Move on here. Wait. Any of it, Heather.
Garbage.
Oh, well, actually, and this is a general question across all of the DPW accounts, is whether or not we want to look at the 10% overtime request and perhaps reduce that somewhat. I think in previous years we've cut it to 8%.
I'm okay with 8%.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make that change separately along with the 2.5%. Okay, bear with me. And okay. All set with you, Rob.
Waste. We shifted some people around here. I think it's, yeah, that's why there's a partial change. I just moved people from one business unit to another business unit, just because we were running short with all the extra recycling and doing recycling runs on Tuesday or Thursday and running additional runs for recycling in the alleys on Wednesdays. This person was, I'm not sure what other line item they were in. Anyway, that's what the different was, like 20 grand. Yeah. The, recycling. And it was just, this reflects the amount of manpower it really takes to get everything done in this city, because it's garbage is way up. And good news is that sale of garbage bags is also up. But recycling is up as well.
Okay.
As far as there's no equipment request, see that? And materials and supplies is usually about, I have a 7-year average of 8,200.
Yeah, let's take that down.
As high as 11 to 10,000. It's been as low as 6,500.
Let's take it down to fuel. How about 7.5 for materials?
What do you want?
7.5 for materials.
75.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
Maintenance of equipment runs. That also usually runs about 7,500. It was 8,200 in 18. It was 15,000 in 17. It's been 7,000 in 19, right? 20 was 6,300. So it's
to keep it where it is, or
yeah, I mean,
I think so.
Yeah, there's no trend that says otherwise.
One thing to also bear in mind with the 0.1 expense is that it started a number of years ago, where, if you remember, there was the great social post of the garbage can. It was overflowing on a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that point on, we started bringing in crews on holiday weekends, and now because there's so much activity during the weekend, we bring a garbage crew in 7 days a week. So they come in every Saturday and every Sunday for a 2-hour run just to empty all the municipal cans around the parks and Warren Street. That business unit has had significant expense increases over the last couple of years. What can we say? People are here, they're buying goods home, and that's where all the waste is coming from. And, people are coming to the restaurants, and that's what it is. So the other expense is, this is basically tipping fees. This is what the county charges us. It's important to recall that as of like 3 years ago, we didn't pay a dime for recycling, and now we pay $101 a ton. And we pay $102 a ton for garbage. So we'll figure. But I think revenue is, we're on pace to do about 120 grand, I guess. So Any other questions? You want to move on or?
Kurt's just looking up to see how much we were doing in waste bag revenue.
$1 million.
We're at 80,000 now. So that's more, that's at least more than covering our costs of the bags and the service, oh, yeah, the personal services. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see any more we can do here. Unless
nope.
Yep, I agree.
As far as 18, what? Oh. Okay. Street cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the personal services represents it's overtime. So the operator comes in 3 hours early. It's 3 hours of overtime. They come in at 3:30 in the morning, at 6:30 in the morning. They clean out the truck, put it away, and go over to their whatever their regular assignment is. So sometimes it's a parks guy who comes in early, sometimes it's a waste guy who comes in early, sometimes it's a DPW guy, but whichever home unit they have, that overtime is charged to this account specific. And then, you know, we do use it during the day sometimes for doing maintenance work, excavations, but by and large, this is just for the nighttime activity. So it's based on three hours a day, 5 days a week times 20 some odd weeks. But the average is, we had a high of 18,000 in 2019. It was 13,000 in 2020. And I'm looking at probably, we've already transferred money into it. It'll probably be about 14,000-15,000 this year. So,
yeah, you're already at almost 13.
Yeah. I mean, we don't street sweep in November or December, but none of the leaves are down yet since it's been typhoon season here for the last 3 months. But once those leaves come down, that's when we really get it going. Materials and supplies. That's fuel and, basic components. Brushes are, they're expensive. They get worn. They're in contact with the street and they're abrading against the street. Materials, supplies, we've had 7,200, we had 6,200 and 4,200. So this year, this year we spent $6,700 already, $6,800 already. So, And maintenance of equipment, that fluctuates too because a lot of the components are proprietary. We have had a high year of 10,300. We've had a low year of 4,300. Average is about 7,500, 8,000 this year. We've already spent 7,200 this year, so.
Yeah, I don't see much in this category we can do.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh my God.
Did I say
okay.
something?
Oh. Well, if there's any other questions for me, I'm good.
I think that's it.
I'm all set for now.
Yeah, I think that's all for now.
All righty.
Thank you, Rob.
All right.
I'll see you next week.
Thanks, everyone.